country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
As can all of you here in the RBN audience. And boy, get that, you know, all of us in Patriot Radio and Patriot Media, you know, we're constantly banging the drum saying help with financial help and so on. It's more true than ever now, because the enemy is chopping down Patriot Media. So if you're hearing my voice, here's one Patriot medium they didn't get. They didn't get to RBN. So John Stadtmiller has built a house, well, a bricks and mortar house that still stands. Help that to continue with your help at republicbroadcasting.org. Go there, see how to contribute. Let's go to our callers. We've got Chris. Let's see. Wait, I think, is 007 a caller, engineer? Okay. Let's go to Chris near Las Vegas. Chris, you're on the air.
All right. I've got a little bit of intel for you. I really appreciate General McInerney's comments because they were right on point. I wasn't aware that they'd done a double sting and embedded it with special operations, special services guys. I'm not surprised because Trump's a pretty sharp cookie, and he's got some good people along with Flynn and Chris Miller and Ezra Watnick on there. So it's not unsurprising that they would have the savvy to have planned that and to use that as a cover to do, let's call it an exfil of the enemy's laptops, and apparently finding the incriminating evidence to hang them with their own information. However, a couple of things that were not noticed. The professional window breaker that you're talking about that was up in front of the Capitol with the window breaking tool, I think it was a double jack hammer,
yes,
beating on the window furiously. If you look on the back of his helmet, and of course the Trump supporters didn't wear helmets and didn't have elbow pads or knee pads and wear black, but the Trump helmet he has on has a freshly taped to the back Trump sticker, except it has blue letters, not red letters. That's an identifier that it was one of the Antifa guys that was up there for ready implication and trying to project the association to the Trump team when they were anything but. They were anti-Trump. That's why they had the blue instead of red on their tape.
Exactly. And, Chris, you may have noticed something that I noticed. You know, people that have been around a while, you know when people are looking around to each other and making one or two word comments to each other that they're a team. And that's what we saw up there, people standing on both sides of those doors and windows, and weirdly standing on top of the windows, way on a very precarious ledge, could easily break their necks if they fell. In fact, they would break their necks if they fell off. People all over
those
the place.
Those were crisis event managed professional trainer climbers that were there, like scaling buildings or scaling mountains. They
yes.
were put in there in those positions particularly for those particular missions.
And what they were doing...
They weren't just average...
No, these were not average people. They were controlling, in each case, whichever window or door you were looking at where they got the video, they were controlling the crime scene. They
absolutely.
Had it on... Yeah, they had the top, the bottom, the sides, the front. No real patriot had any access to that door or window. Now, here was a bright point there. There were a couple people that were as smart as Chris near Vegas who saw that and recognized it. And I was especially proud of a couple women who started yelling at these enemies, Antifa or whatever they are, they're enemies. They started yelling at them, and you could see that the operators, these enemy operators, were clearly, you know, their cover had been blown, and they were very worried by that. But then they really started to, the pucker factor got really big when a giant guy, seeing what they were doing, bounded up there, broke through their perimeter, and got right in their faces and shoved them around. And another guy took the window breaker tool away from one of these punks. And they were yelling at these people. Now they didn't have time to think or reflect on what Chris and I and the rest of you studying it. They were making snap decisions at the spur of the moment. All they could see was here's some kind of a creep who's getting way up high and smashing a window way up high, and another guy next to him with the exact same program. And one of the things, Chris, it was a tip off to me, is that one of the guys smashing a window, I don't know if you saw the same video I did, was trying to smash the window with a stout American flagpole. Now, folks, you will never find yourself using a U.S. flag as a weapon to break windows. It ain't going to happen. But for an Antifa guy or an enemy guy, using sacrilegiously using a flag as a weapon? No, that makes plenty of sense to them. They burn and stomp on American flags all the time. These are little tip-offs that these people gave as to who they are. And
here's another critical aspect, James. Yeah. One, you accuse me of being smart. I'm not, but I am a trained professional observer, former military police, attached to CID, multiple other law enforcement associations. So observing is something I've been able to accommodate since I've been retired to put to good use of seeing what's going on. Now, they showed a photograph this morning on the lamestream TV of some photographer who was behind the doorway where Ashley Babbitt supposedly got shot from. This fellow had an aspect from that hallway on the other side of the window from where she and all the armed deputies and stuff were at. And what it showed was there was somebody there directing the man with the suit with the big gun to focus laser on only the gun, because these are anti-gunners that want to promote this take-the-gun agenda. So that was another aspect of what they had plotted. This was a very, very critical tell that somebody was directing him to shoot this particular target. Now, whether she's dead or not, I don't know that, but it looked like it might have been real, but they're not above sacrificing one of their own or somebody else for their agenda. These people have no compunction, no morals, no scruples whatsoever. They are devoid of any American values whatsoever because they're foreign agents. They are revolutionary terrorists here to destroy this country.
Yes, and now stay with me, Chris, because you're a trained police observer and intelligence observer, which I am not. So you're probably noticing a lot of things I didn't see. But in the episode that he's just recounting there, yes, somebody who we are told, again, it's hard to believe what we're told, but we're told that the guy with the high-powered semi-auto that blasted Ashley Babbitt was her name. McAtee is her maiden name. McAtee. Speaking of a McInerney, a McAtee. So she was a fine girl, probably. She's an innocent victim. She went up in the window, small girl, wearing a Trump flag. And the way she fell, Chris, was the way a dead person falls. You know, you've seen it happen. She was plugged, right? Probably in the neck, probably on the carotid artery. By a high-powered semi-auto at a range of about 5 feet. So I don't think there was much left of her neck, and there was blood everywhere. Her heart had stopped. You could see them pumping her heart on the stretcher, taking her out of the building, which took quite a while. And go ahead.
Notwithstanding that, James, the thing that was obvious there that defied any explanation whatsoever is in the room where she was shot, supposedly, or actually, there were a number of armed, uniformed under police from the Capitol there with long rifles and stuff. How is it if she was doing something wrong, they weren't stopping her instead of her being unarmed, being forced to be shot by the guy from behind the glass on the other side of the hallway? It just makes no sense. It defies any explanation whatsoever.
Yeah, there was no reason. Now, folks, the room in question, that you could see the brass plaque above the door, which was blocked by furniture. So whoever was standing there on the side that this girl was on, They could see the door was blocked by a whole bunch of furniture and chairs piled up against the door. So anybody standing there knew that in this room, and the brass plate above said, Speaker's Lobby. Speaker's Lobby. This is a very important room. That's the lobby of the Speaker of the House, Pelosi. So you don't really want to break a window or go through that window because there are going to be people with guns in that room. And because that room, if you remember, the two people on the podium, remember the joint session of the Senate and the House was held in the House chambers because they're much bigger than the Senate chambers. If when you get to go to the Capitol, if any of you ever get to do it after all of this, you can visit the Senate and House chambers. They're big enough to hold both groups. There were two people on the podium, Speaker of the House, Pelosi, and next to her, Mike Pence, Vice President, which makes him President of the Senate, as long as it's held by Republicans, which has just been ended. But the two of them, if they were to retire from the chambers, the Capitol has it's a pretty long walk from the House side to the Senate side. So they were all on the House side. They were suddenly evacuated. So a place that they would retreat to would be her offices, her lobby. So Mike Pence might have been in that room, possibly, but his security detail, very, you know, you wonder, well, why would Mike Pence security be in Speaker Pelosi's lobby? Well, because they were both together. And I do believe that unfortunate girl was pretty much dead by the time she hit the floor. And that's a sad story. But the way, folks, the way these people, these operators work, they drag in innocent people. The way, the masterful way to do a PSYOP or to do a setup or a trap is to get the innocent people. I mean, that's the goal. That's what a false flag is. Get the innocent good people to look like the bad guys.
That's precisely what they did when they invited those people to come in. Come on in to step into my web. We want you in here, and then take photos of them, claim that they had invaded the building and they were domestic terrorists when they were just spectators, tourists, guests.
Yes, and you can see them walking around in the. If you've ever been in the rotunda, folks, if you haven't been to the Capitol, as I say, go there and tour. They were walking across the rotunda, staying within the ropes. Now, all around them are absolutely priceless paintings, some of them by ancestors of mine, but paintings on the walls, statuary that's of infinite value, documents in glass cases. I mean, if you were something other than a true Trump supporter, oh, you could break so much stuff and cause. No, they stayed within the ropes. They then strayed out of them after a while, but they were just wandering around like tourists. They didn't even know what they were doing in there. And as Chris just told you, they were invited in. You can see it on video, folks. There are people, cops included, saying, come on in. They're waving them, go this way, go this way. And then there are people who are in there. I hope more and more testimony comes out. And I think people are being terrorized. This is a fear we have, into shutting up and not talking. I'll give you an example, Chris. Here's a story out of Seattle. The Seattle Police Department is now firing any police officer who attended that rally.
In fact, two of them.
Yep. What if they find more, they'll fire them.
Well, and there's another aspect of this. Whenever they are trying to claim that these are all domestic terrorists there, James, what they're doing is they're trying to associate all the violence from Seattle and Portland and other places where they were rioting, burning up cities in terror, burning up the church there across from the White House during the summer. They're trying to associate all those things that the Democrats did to the terrorists that were the fascists posing as anti-fascists in this particular situation. And that is a projection, an attempt to associate those people with the dark state of the deep state that was doing all these atrocities all summer long.
Exactly. And folks, what's the game there? Again, this is PSYOPs. What are these people doing, these evil people? They're putting the stink on you. They're taking it off of themselves and putting it on you. Very, very clever. And notice, by the way, now they didn't light any fires. I don't know why they didn't do that, but I'll give you one reason. Notice, so little damage was done in the Capitol building. Like, what's some of the evidence that building was basically untouched? Well, let's see.
James.
Yep.
You're... General McInerney made a very intelligent and accurate observation. These right. are things they learned directly from Saul Alinsky. He calls them these Saul-Alinskyites or Saul-Alinsky's tactics yeah. they were using there of projection and blame anybody, don't defer liability. And, of course, then they cleverly use what's termed the Schultz defense in law. I see nothing, claiming they didn't see anything whatsoever. They didn't see any evidence of fraud. They didn't see the election. They are willfully blind to the facts that in front of their face. Thank you so much. God bless America. Thank you for Republic Broadcasting, and thank you, James, for your show.
Wow. Well, Chris, thank you. Much more astute observer than I. And just to finish that last point that I was sharing with Chris, how little damage was done to the Capitol other than a few broken windows and doors forced open by Antifa or others, you know, maybe CIA, maybe FBI, you know. And by the way, those Antifa, those people are, in many cases, I'm sure it has to be. We learned how bad the FBI is now. And, you know, how much do the bad actors in the FBI, how far is their ass over the fire, ladies and gentlemen? How motivated are they to make sure that somebody comes into the White House that can stop any investigation of their crimes and treason? Do they have a lot of motivation? You bet. Treason, you know, you really don't want that on your resume. It's hard to explain to your wife. So they got a lot of motivation, but a lot of these people, these Antifa people, I think they're operated by the FBI or the CIA, et cetera. This is something Trump has taught us, that we don't have a Justice Department. We don't have law and order or justice, the rule of law. We don't have the rule of law in America. That's gone. Gone. That's scary. That's very scary. But how little damage, how carefully was this operation done? Let's see. I'll make my sound effect for something that's obvious. I'm using my 9-year-old son here with my sound effects. What do they call that department in movie making? My Foley department. Pretty obvious, folks. Nancy Pelosi and crying Chuck Schumer and Mike Pence and the rest of them were all meeting back in the House chambers, or the House chamber, 2 or 3 hours later? As if nothing had happened? they didn't even have a mess on the carpet to clean up, you know? Nobody that even barfed on a chair or something. They had nothing. Nothing broken. They just came back in. They probably had a few people go through and pick up a few loose things on the floor. And they were back in business. So this was a pretty nifty operation. And I love what the engineer for this show shared with us from General McInerney. And his first name is Thomas. 407 combat missions, number 3 man in the U.S. Air Force. Boy.
I've got some more news.
Okay. Hang on, engineer. Share it with us.
Okay. So John just sent me this. It's a post on Parler by Tommy Robinson. And it is a video of a Navy SEAL or former Navy SEAL. He says that the president apparently has signed the Insurrection Act already.
Is this a Tommy Robinson in England?
Correct. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, John just sent it to me.
Okay. Thank you, John, and thank you, engineer. Let's hear it.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jaco with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. So I wanted to jump on here real quick. I was going to do a show a little bit later. Jay Campbell and I, of course, are doing a show this afternoon at 6. And we have in the Optimize Tribe tomorrow, we have a very special guest Monday night. So you guys don't want to miss that, the Optimize Tribe. So you can think of all the guests that I've had that are like pretty high-speed guests. Think of like the guy that talks about things that go on behind the scenes. He's going to be in the Optimize Tribe So you guys want to sign up for that. You want to be in the Optimized Tribe on Monday night. All right. There's many different programs for you guys to get in and see that show. It's coming up. So what's going on right now? The Insurrection Act has been signed by President Trump. It's been confirmed by many different people. Military guys are going in, have been recalled. So a lot of people are reporting on this. So multiple different sources that I watch and listen to. And basically I've been hearing a lot of stuff from my contacts and so forth. So looks like it's done. It's on. So what is the Insurrection Act? What does it mean? I'm not an expert in it, but what I can tell you is basically what that does is it puts the control of the country in the military's hands. All right. And President Trump is the head of the military. All right. So he's the commander in chief. So things had to move this way, guys. We know that. I think the reason why it happened this quickly was because they're going to try and impeach him or do Article 25 on him, get him out of office because they know the hammer is about to fall on their heads. So he had to up it really quick. You guys have been watching me on Facebook and so forth. I put out yesterday that get your supplies ready, get ready. It's coming. And here we are. So I said, I even had the intuition that about 2 days ago, it was going to drop. So I guess it dropped last night around midnight. So probably Pence is gone. He basically showed his hand. We'll probably have Mike Flynn come in, and he will be the vice president. That's just my guess. Some other people were saying the same thing. I said it earlier. I know you guys want to see JFK Jr. come back in. He's going to come back in eventually. The situation has to be under control because they would definitely go after him heavy if he shows back up again. You guys know that. So that's what we're going to start to do. So we'll start to see some of those people that have been doing bad stuff that have already been arrested. We're going to start to see, I believe, an emergency broadcast, because I think we're going to see that coming very soon. The emergency broadcast will start out. They'll start out like, just a few, and then they'll get hot and heavy, and then there'll be more and more revealed in those emergency broadcasts. And the reason why it has to be an emergency broadcast is because basically the press is completely corrupted. Social media has shut down President Trump. They're not reporting anything on President Trump right now. Even though supposedly he has just a little over a week away, they're moving rapidly to take him out. Nancy Pelosi saying that she's talking to military hierarchy to make sure they he doesn't use the codes or whatever. So it had to happen quick, guys. It had to come down because these guys are, pulling out all the stops, obviously. They see that a lot of stuff has been revealed. When they had their Antifa goons go in, and I have many different sources that are confirming Antifa did do that raid and were allowed in by people that were paid off, allowed into the Capitol building. When they made that raid, there were some other people that were in that group. So we've been saying that Antifa has been infiltrated, right, by military groups. And they were with that group, and they seized a lot of laptops. And those laptops basically had lots of information on them, Nancy Pelosi's laptop and so forth. So they learned about, the Chinese, we know the Democrats basically sold out to the Chinese a long time ago. So that's been revealed. Social media sold out to the Chinese, so forth. So all of this stuff is popping. It's going to pop fast, guys. It's going to come at you very hard and heavy. We've been talking about preparing for you guys for this, and here it is. So hopefully you get lots of good popcorn, and you want to get the seasoning you put on the popcorn. Maybe some spicy seasoning. Maybe some sweet, because this is a sweet revenge that we're going to have some sweet seasoning as you're watching and listening. because everybody's going to be riveted, I believe, to the emergency broadcast system because they've been testing it, getting ready because they knew this was going to happen. So the Vatican went dark for like 8 hours. The Pope, I've been hearing, has been arrested for pedophilia and so forth. We saw Pakistan go dark. Pakistan was going to be the place where they're going to do dirty deals, sell General Electric was going to be sold to the Chinese with all of their military technology. This is something Democrats have been doing for a long time, selling out America to the Chinese for money, right? So a lot of people are going to be taken down. And also in Germany, the lights went out in Germany. Italy, looks like the Italian government might be completely taken down. So we're seeing a lot of stuff going on that's going, like I said, it's going to happen hot and heavy. All right. So.
All right. Again, our engineer, folks, gee, Manny, what material? Oh, whoa, smoke coming out of my ears. Now, that's not confirmed. The engineer sends me a message that went up 1 hour ago on Parler. And so, you know, I'm waiting like you. Two incredible announcements there. We did have General, the one that's, well, and we General McInerney. So holy moly. Let's take some more calls here. Let me see. Let me go to one of our greatest patriots, a guy I would really worry about becoming demoralized. But maybe needlessly, John in Missouri. John, are your spirits, are they lifted by these announcements?
James, what a day to listen to your show.
Oh, I mean, gee, yeah. Oh, this is like a War of the Worlds. I feel like H.G. Wells or Orson Welles.
I hope it's all true.
Yeah, oh my gosh, do I hope it's true. And let me go back to the opening premise of my show, folks. In case these two things, these two bombshells that were brought to us don't pan out, I don't want you to like, I started this show with my conclusion, stick with Trump. Now, if these two things that we've learned are true, we might be sticking with President Trump for the next 4 years.
He's maybe our president in Missouri.
Yeah, Trump, he's my president. Yeah, well, he's the president of the Patriot Movement. That's why I say stick with Trump. He's our president. That's it. That's a done deal. And he'll stay our president no matter what happens with Biden or these other criminals, whether justice is meted out to them or not. So in worst case scenario, in today's show, folks, if the Biden criminals ride into office, well, we're going to stick together. And Trump is going to stay in there with us. And that's something, remember, in his speech that he gave, you know, right before all this action at the Capitol, I don't remember his last words, but they're very good. He said something to the effect of, our fight has just begun. He said something like that. Now, what does he mean? This is a man who says what he means, and he means what he says. So when he says our fight has just begun, he's not. That means he's just getting warmed up. So our leader is going to stay on his horse and in the saddle. And we just have to maintain our formations around him. And that's the message of today's show. Now, if, as McInerney says, if McInerney's right, then wow. And if the announcement of a signing of the Insurrection Act is... let me look that up. Let me look the Insurrection Act up here so we can share that. That's not something most of us have thought much about. But Donald Trump, you know, we've been hearing discussion of something like this. What a time to be alive. Let me type it in here. Insurrection Act. Okay, let's see what we've got here. All right. What is the Insurrection Act? Here we go. Let's look up down here. Insurrection Act of 1807. Okay. Here we read it. What is the Insurrection Act that Trump is threatening to invoke? and I'm reading this off of NPR, National Puke Radio. President, and this is an article dated June 2020. President Trump threatened Monday to take military action in American cities if the violent demonstrations that have been taking place in recent days aren't stamped out. He said, I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. So this is about another problem. He said he would invoke what's known as the Insurrection Act of 1807. The original text of the act, which has been amended several times since it was first passed, reads as follows. Now, it's short, so I'll read it for you. This is 1807. Who was President Jefferson? Somebody help me. Shame for me not remembering that. An act authorizing the employment of the land and naval forces of the United States in cases of insurrections. Be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled that in all cases of insurrection or obstruction to the laws, either of the United States or of any individual state or territory, where it is lawful for the President of the United States to call forth the militia for the purpose of suppressing such insurrection or of causing the laws to be duly executed, it shall be lawful for him to employ for the same purposes such part of the land or naval force of the United States as shall be judged necessary. And that would be judged by him, by Trump, having first observed all the prerequisites of the law in that respect. Approved March 3rd, 1807. This act was, here's just a commentary, it was last invoked in 1992 to quell the Los Angeles riots. I was there, folks. that was a wild ride. Before invoking it, the president, quote, must first issue a proclamation ordering the insurgents to disperse within a limited time. If the situation does not resolve itself, the president may issue an executive order to send in troops, according to a 2006 report by the Congressional Research Service. Okay. Yeah, he told the people to disperse, the engineer mentions. All right, let's go to some more callers. Boy, I'll tell you what, as Mike Rivera says, you're the most well-educated and wise audience in radio. Oh, John, are you still with us?
I'm still here, James. Here in Missouri, there's still more Trump signs and Trump flags flying than there ever was Biden signs in the beginning. I mean, at the heat of the Biden, there might have been 10 in the... And you... Donald's still the president in Missouri. I hope he's the president all over the country.
And your Senator Josh Hawley's doing a good job.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of old Josh. I was kind of wondering about him in the beginning, but he seems, you know, Donald came out here and rallied for him, you know, and old Josh, he didn't turn his back on Donald. I'm pretty proud of old Josh.
Yeah, well,
He stayed with him, and loyalty means something. Still.
Yeah. Well, let's go. John, any parting thought here? Cheer or huzzah you want to give?
The only thing I got to say is just stick with Donald. He ain't let us down, and he ain't gonna. I'm happy to be a Trump supporter. Was from the beginning, always will be. Thank you, James, for what you're doing.
Well, thank you, John. They're from the Show Me State. I used to live in Missouri, folks. My mom was born there. I have a deep attraction, deep connection to the great state of Missouri. Well, Missouri, as many of the Missourians say. So let's go to, we've been keeping Tom in Florida waiting. Tom, are you there?
Yes. Good day, James. And Ken was very informative. All your callers are awesome. Awesome calls. First off, James, you heard about John Voight. John Voight, the actor, gave a great speech for Trump. I don't know if you heard it.
I didn't click the play button. John Voight, what a patriot.
Yes, he really is a patriot. He gave a great speech. But James, what I want to say is this, James. You know, what's going on, I believe a lot of this has to do with the illegal immigration. Like I've been saying for years, James, and You know, none of these mayors or these governors were arrested for all these murders of these angel mothers and fathers we have in this country. When you have all these, I think it was 4,000 Americans were murdered by illegal aliens. Where was this? Where was this? Why weren't they being impeached? Why wasn't Pelosi being impeached for allowing 9 million illegals in California, James? Why weren't all these Democrats being arrested like in Chicago, the mayor of Chicago, the Slightfoot? When you have 768 murders in that city alone last year, over 3,000 shot with wounds, terrible wounds. These people never got arrested, but they're going after Donald Trump, which is a big farce and a lie.
And so obvious, Tom, to everybody. I love what General McInerney said. If you heard it at the beginning of the show, folks, General Thomas McInerney, three-star Air Force Lieutenant General, he said a couple of things. He said, you know, this is so obvious. He said, wake up, folks. Wake up, folks. This is so obvious. And when Tom there in Florida is talking about nervous Nancy, she's got a lot of reason to be nervous, folks. The Demon Rat Party is, what is it? It's so obvious. These are criminals. These are traitors. These are not normal. Jerry Nadler, just one look at him. You listen to him for 10 seconds and the story is plain. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, you know, any of them. What are they? There are no normal people in the group. What's his name? Swalwell? Eric Swalwell from California? The guy that was banging Miss Fang Fang? And he's still in Congress. And Nancy Pelosi has not yet removed him from the House Intelligence Committee, which is privy to America's deepest intelligence secrets. What? You know, I mean, these people are totally corrupt. They're totally criminal. It's as obvious as the nose on anybody's face. So, and America knows it. America knows it. We all know it now. So if I'll tell you what, I'm just going to be watching the news here. I just hope that Insurrection Act has been invoked and signed. And it's possible, folks, that it could be signed and not yet revealed to us that it's been signed. I don't know how long the president has to before he has to announce it. But it could be signed and acted upon before it's announced. So, yes, it's possible. There could be teams out there arresting people right now. It's possible. I hope they are. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, James, I just got to say this, too. What's going on with Warnock? Here you got a guy with sympathizing Castro, a full-blown communist. 97% of the Afro-black women in Georgia voted for this guy. If 97% of white women supposedly in this country to vote for the Republican like Trump, they would be called racist. They'd be called every filthy name you could think. All the white women are racist. The white race is racist. But when 97% of the blacks or 85% of all the blacks in this country can go vote for the Democrats and a black candidate, they nothing said. Oh, it's okay. It's acceptable. But if that was to be reversed and 85% of all white people would vote for a Republican, they would be called racist by the media. The media is complacent as. The media should be all arrested. That guy is Zuckerberg.
Yes, they're all enemies. As the president's been correctly identifying, enemies of our people. But remember also, whenever you quote numbers like the percentage of any ethnic group that voted for somebody or any other figure, remember, Tom, and no fault of yours, we don't have any other choice. The people you have to quote as numbers, how do we know they're lying? Oh, their lips are moving. So what we know in Georgia and in the national election is that vast numbers, possibly millions, of African-American votes were stolen. So, and by the way, here's one of the, let me just share this with the audience. This is a juicy one, not quite as exciting as the other news we've announced in today's show. But one of the tricks that were exposed by a couple of geniuses analyzing the computers, one of them is Dr. Joe Vaughn Pulitzer, and another one is Patrick Byrne, the founder of Overstock.com, two computer geniuses. Joe Vaughn Pulitzer invented the barcodes that you use and that every company in the world is paying royalties to Joe Vaughn Pulitzer. He said one of the ways that the demon rats cheated both elections, November 3rd and the one in January in Georgia, is they did this. And the reason they had to have that shutdown in the middle of the night and that pause, what were they doing during that pause? Here's what they did. and computers can do it very fast. After they had the votes that they, legitimate votes that they had in their computers, think about it, folks, and I'll use the example of the black vote. They then knew for sure which black or any other group of voters had voted, which means they also knew which registered black voters did not vote. And of course, a lot of people don't vote: white, brown, black, yellow, orange, green, and red. Lots don't vote. But now look how valuable. That's why they said you can't let voting machines connect to the internet. But theirs do. So here's what they now know. They know that, let's say, for instance, in Atlanta, they know the names of, let's say, 100,000 registered black voters in Atlanta who didn't vote. So what do you do now in that, after that 1 hour pause? Bingo. All, you just hit, you hit the key on your computer. All voters who didn't vote just voted for Joe Biden. Bring, oh, wow. Bring, bring. Yeah.
That's it. That's it. Right, James.
That's what they did. And that's why you saw in the middle of the night, all of a sudden at 3 a.m., here come 150,000 votes for Joe Biden and 3,000 for Donald Trump. In Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, happened in all of those states. What I'm saying is the guy they've got on the case, Joe Von Pulitzer, folks, he's one of the greatest computer geniuses in the world. While he was in one of the voting places, he was in there just to kind of look around. While he was in one of the voting places in Georgia, he called somebody up and said, "Hi, I'm talking to you through the computer system in this room. I'm now connected to the computers that don't connect to the internet. And I'm connected through my computer. And I connected. How did I connect? It was easy as pie. The Chinese are very clever. I used the Chinese-made thermostat on the wall, which is connected to the internet, which is connected to the cable in this building, which is connected to the damn Dominion voting machines. So I can get into the Dominion voting machines, change any votes I want to change any totals I want to change, and then cover my tracks and get out." So
it's amazing, James. It's amazing what you're saying there. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's listen amazing. To that, remember that name, Joe Von. It's an unusual name, Joe Von Pulitzer. And the other name to pay attention to, another great patriot, CEO of Overstock.com, which he sold very recently. He sold the company. He's no longer in that, but he was the CEO and the founder, genius computer man. And he says, "I didn't even vote for Donald Trump." He said, "In my life, I've only voted for libertarian candidates." He said, "But that changes right now." He said, "But I'll tell you." And he said, "This was stolen. Our country is being stolen." And Byrne is putting out, he's got billions. He's ready to put some money down there. And so watch for those two names, folks. Some real heroes like General McInerney.
Hey, you know, James, some more news.
James, can I ask you one more thing?
Oh, wait, breaking news. Tom, I got to let you go. Thank you, buddy. As always, breaking news from the engineer. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just sent you a link. So in the Epoch Times or the Epic Times, it says Pelosi spokesman confirms laptop stolen.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, so if they've got her laptop, then I can see the Insurrection Act was signed.
Oh my gosh! Her own spokesman.
I sent you the link. It's right there.
Okay, I can't click on it right now. I'll just go with it. And the link is to the Epic Times, folks. Now I subscribe to that, and I recommend it to you. It costs a little bit. It's $16 a month. One-tenth of what you ought to be giving to Republic Broadcasting. But the Epoch Times is an actual newspaper, thick, a real full-size newspaper. It comes once a week. Don't worry. You'll say, "Oh, I want 7 days a week." No, you don't, folks. I assure you, you're not going to read any week that you get the Epoch Times. You're not going to read through the whole thing. It's so big. And it's no ads particularly. It's packed with great writers. The Epoch Times may become the premier patriot newspaper in the country. A lot of people are subscribing to it. I'm one of them. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And it's got all kinds of sections. It's just the kind of paper you wish that you'd had all your life. Well, you have it. It's there. $16 a month. It's not bad. And their 1 month free trial It's one or maybe more months free trial. It's only like $5 or something. It's like super cheap. $1. I think it's $1 for your trial subscription. And you can cancel it if you don't like it. But there's only one excuse for not subscribing to the Epoch Times. You just can't afford it. You just, you know, you're strapped. You know, your children, food comes first for your children. But if you got $16, the Epoch Times. So that story, now the reason I'm mentioning that is if that story is appearing in the Epoch Times, folks, this is a very prestigious newspaper with very, very high standards. Just to connect the dots a little bit, you know, we're trying to get together. Oh, this is another announcement I want to make. Several people who've talked to the president in the last few days said he is on the verge of forming a new Patriot network, a communication network. He can't tweet. He can't do Facebook posts. He's taken off of everything. So what's he going to do? Watch in the next week, probably just for lack of time or ability to do it and be in all places at all times. He's going to create a new network. You heard it predicted right here. Not very profound on my part. The president will create a new Patriot Twitter. And it'll be something every one of us will be members of it. Parler might morph into this thing. But I think the president's going to go even bigger than Parler. Parler's been shut down. It's not big enough to hold itself up. They were actually dependent upon Apple and Google, I think. They were using their, you know, their systems, just renting their systems. You can't do that. You got to have a standalone system, your own server. And so the president will be creating that. So watch for that. Let's go to another caller here. We got some more, and I'm keeping people waiting, and I apologize to Patrick in North Carolina, Kathleen in Texas, Miles in Maine, and Dr. Kelly. I'm apologizing to all four of you. Let's go in order. Let's start with Patrick in North Carolina. Hi, Patrick.
How's it going? I'm a first-time listener to your show, but I've been listening to In Plain Sight with Jeremy, and I recommend a lot of the audience, you know, tune into that because he has an opinion that's a little bit more in line with mine. And I don't want to go against this notion of an insurrection act. You know, I was in the military. I've only done 100 missions, not 400 like General McAmilly. But I was, I have a combat infantry badge. I was CID. I was in Missouri for CID training, which is pretty cool. But I just have a different take. I just think that, you know, if you just look at what's happened since the end of World War II, it's just history repeating itself. You have a bunch of Zionist cannibal Jews who hide under the guise of anti-Semitism, and for the last 70 years they've been using America to benefit Israel and destroy our country. I mean, I fought a war for Israel. I'm okay, starting to think now and now more by the day that 9/11 is an inside job.
Hang on just a second. Don't go anywhere. Don't click on me, okay? I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Yep.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
Do you admire Adolf Hitler?
No, I think he killed 6 million innocent Jews because he was mad at 6,000 evil ones. That's how these people operate. They're evil, and they eat their own. Just look at the way de Blasio treated the
Jews. Hang on, Patrick. Okay, I'm not sure I'm going to credit your answer to that, but I'll take it as an answer. That's one I ask people who rant, who really, you know, can't get off. You know, the Jews did everything. That's a good question.
No. It's not all Jewish people. That's how they operate. They get away with it because they can operate under the guise of anti-Semitism.
Patrick, let me just steer this because it's just worth addressing here. Okay, I would normally cut this off, but you know, once in a while, it's worth, you know, stretching it out and talking about it. The here's the problem with making an anti-Jew bad. You know, Jew did everything phone call. Okay. And that is this. And it's one of the reasons that the white nationalist movement in America has been a spectacular flop. And I'm an authority on this movement. I know what I'm talking about. Has been a spectacular flop for more than half a century. And when I say flop, I mean flop as in the sound a cow pie makes when it hits a nice wet Missouri paddock. Okay. It's been a flop. No success at all. None. Zero. Zip. And the reason is that, and then I'm going to contrast that with the man who saved our bacon, Donald Trump. One of the things Donald Trump did that's incredibly smart and is a complete break from the loser white nationalist approach, which you were just taking, is that
I don't think so. My wife's not white. Like, my kid's not white. I'm a patriot. I'm American. Like, I'm not a white nationalist. I don't believe any of that.
That's true. I'm not looking at you, so I'm only taking wild guesses.
I'm white, but.
Okay. Well, and thank you for your service. 100 missions. That's pretty damn good. I've got zero. Here's the deal. I'll tell you the two broadcasters I admire the most. I listened to them over and over again this weekend. Two Jewish guys, Mark Levin, the most brilliant guy on radio today, Mark Levin. If you listen to what he said yesterday, he was smoking. And another one is Michael Savage, unbelievable broadcaster, an unbelievable Jewish patriot. His birth name, I think, is Michael Weinstein, I think. I'm trying to remember. It's been so many years since I knew his birth name. But these two guys are absolutely brilliant. And they're not just – they're, you know, in the top 10, the top five broadcasters we have, these two guys are right up there. And the Donald Trump's speechwriter, who's a total genius, is Stephen Miller, who went to Santa Monica High School. You'll see him getting off the plane. It's a rally in Georgia as the president got off Air Force One or got out of Marine One. You saw Stephen Miller there behind him, a Jewish genius. And so here's what I'm saying about the whole thing. Donald Trump is focusing on the people. Who's the enemy? It's not the Jews. The enemy is people who hate freedom, whether they're...
No, I agree. I agree completely. And I didn't mean to make it about the Jews. And I know Jews who died in war that are good patriots, good American patriots. I'm not trying to, like, get everyone against Jewish people by any means. Most of the Jewish people in America are good American patriots, and they don't deserve to be lumped into the Mossad agents who cannibalize them. All I wanted to say was, look what happened since September 11th. Our country's gone downhill and destroyed. We've bracketed the Muslims from Israel so they can continue to grow into the Euphrates like it's prophesied. Meanwhile, since World War II, Europe's turned into Africa, and America's turning into Europe. That's what's happening.
Yes, and Patrick, I'm...
And I just want to say this about Trump. I love Trump, but you know what? He promised to make us walls. He promised to make America great again. He promised to revitalize our economy, and all he did was do that for Israel. So with that said, I really appreciate you taking my call. Right. I don't hate Jews.
Patrick, before you go, though, on that last point, hang on. Don't just rush off and make a quote. Like, you really believe...
I don't think
Donald Trump transformed our economy? No,
he's leaving. He's leaving. They're going to kick him out, and then they're going to leave us in ruins.
Well, before the contrived China flu, before the part of this PSYOP military operation, before the Chinese launched their military flu operation on us, America had the strongest economy in the history of the world, the lowest unemployment in American history for everybody, Jew, Gentile, black, white, yellow, orange, green, purple, everybody, lowest male, female, and optional for liberals, the lowest unemployment ever. And the economy was booming. He delivered on his promises. The wall was being built, and on and on.
It was built in Israel.
I'm sorry?
I was just going to say that Chinese flu is just designed to make us hate China because that's going to destroy America some more. You know?
Oh, wait.
Chinese people don't want anything to do with us.
You're getting into some whoppers now, Patrick. What are you reading? The flu is designed to make. What are you think China's an
I'm saying Chinese people didn't create the flu. I don't think it was a deliberate attempt to ruin America. I think it's been played by the Jewish media, the Zionist media, to scare everyone and control them and make them do his rights.
This is leading you astray. This is where this is leading. I know some people who are just on Johnny One Notes, who can't talk. It's all about the Jews, okay? And they were really, they got a curveball when the Chinese communists launched this flu on us, because it's pretty hard to connect this to anything Jewish. This is Chinese.
No, it's not. It's not. But it's just a flu. No one extra has died. No one else has died. The death toll's actually dropped in the last year. All that's happening is the media is scaring the crap out of everyone.
All that's happening is...
I really don't believe.
Okay, but Patrick, hang on. Now, you're so tangled up here. I don't want to spend a whole hour on it, but I hope you untangle yourself from this. The Chinese aren't... I don't mean the Chinese people. The Chinese Communist Party is nasty, nasty killers. And Patrick, whatever your views are, I can tell you what the Chinese want. They want you poor, enslaved, and dead. That's what they want for you and your family. So Donald Trump's aware of that, and he had the balls to point it out. Let me let you go, Patrick. I hope I gave you something to think about.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, let's go to our next caller, if I can find him next week. Go down the list here. I usually don't spend that much time on that topic, folks, but I thought Patrick sounded like he was pretty. Miles in Maine. Miles, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, since you totally subverted it because somebody dare mention Jew, and that really pisses me off. If someone has an opinion, it's not your job to change your mind. That man is a veteran of this nation, and that was his observation. And you should have left him to it.
Okay.
You know, well, I mean, this is ridiculous. For four years, I've been hearing you do this, James. You need to stop it. You need to let people hold their own opinions.
That's right, Miles. You know what you need to do? You need to get yourself your own radio show, because I'm not going to stop. When people that go on this anti-Semitic rant thing, you're listening to the wrong show. I've been saying this for years. You're right. And you've been listening for years. That's the only way you could document that. I don't know what you like about the show, but I am not going to join the I hate Jews crowd. And that's our explanation for everything. That's been a total. I tell you, Miles, I'm much more of an authority than you could ever be on what a spectacular failure the I hate Jews line is to our European people. That is a spectacular flop. And doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to have a different result is the definition of stupidity. I guess it was a Jew, Einstein, who said that. All right. So, Miles, work on it. Keep listening to this show. But I don't need to do anything for you. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hey, Kelso. Thank you so much for your perspective and your work. I have to be done with the Daily Caller because there's something weird going on where they're promoting China, oddly, and anoxic cortex. And what is being peppered around the main lamestream media is that laptop that they got from Pelosi was only used for presentations. So praise the Lord, pass the ammunition, and open the floodgates, and God bless the Republic, and thank you, Kelso.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly. And the great Dr. Kelly reminded me of something here just listening to her. I forgot to mention this, that Donald Trump, this guy has succeeded, and it's because he doesn't go down these dead ends like, you know, I hate all the Jews. Donald Trump doesn't do that, and that's why he is the most popular man in, yes, Israel. And that's a good thing. And continue under another 4 years of Donald Trump as our leader who wins, not fun losing, folks. Well, we'll be back again next Sunday. It's going to be like 100 years between now and next Wednesday. Well, I'll grow old during that 7 days. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody. Don't stop.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.